Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The morning skies across Israel are mostly clear, with pleasant temperatures making it a great start to the day. Tel Aviv sees a warm morning, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. In Haifa, the sun peeks through scattered clouds. A delightful day ahead for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Yahanet reports, just in that Israeli official's caution, the U.S.-Iran deal may not meet Israel's objectives on Iran's nuclear and missile programs. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah commander in Beirut, with the U.S. informed in advance. Also, this hour, the Jewish Community Relations Council calls on a Maryland school district to implement a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism, as reported by The Forward. Separately, I-24 News shared earlier that Trump has paused a U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz, citing significant progress with Iran. And finally, The Times of Israel notes that Israel's Supreme Court is set to hear petitions challenging the government's judicial reforms. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reports just minutes ago that Trump's decision to halt the Hormuz operation followed Saudi Arabia's suspension of U.S. military access to its bases. Ynet Global posted earlier today that the proposed U.S.-Iran agreement could leave Iran's missile capabilities unscathed, raising concerns for Israel. Belaz News shared an interview conducted just moments ago with Nissim Luk, who spoke on the future of Israel and the new political party Orot HaShachar aimed at securing Israel's safety. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Ynet reports that Israeli officials are expressing concerns over the proposed terms. They worry it might allow Iran to maintain its missile arsenal and ease financial pressure. This agreement could limit the IDF's operational freedom, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the events in Beirut, the Jerusalem Post relays that the IDF's attempt to target a Hezbollah leader marks the first such action in the Lebanese capital in weeks. Although the U.S. was informed, there was no formal request for a green light. This strike might escalate tensions in the area. Meanwhile, in Maryland, The Forward reports that the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington is pushing for stronger anti-Semitism policies in schools. This comes amid a rising number of incidents, urging a more robust educational response. On the diplomatic front, Trump's pause on the Hormuz operation, as I-24 News outlines, signals progress in U.S.-Iran relations. However, this decision follows strategic shifts by Gulf allies, which could reshape the U.S.'s military strategy in the region. And finally, Israel's judicial reforms face scrutiny. The Times of Israel highlights that the Supreme Court will soon hear crucial petitions. This could redefine the balance of power within Israel's legal framework, affecting governance and public trust. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that tech giants are reversing years of hiring freezes, now seeking AI-native talent to drive innovation and growth. Separately, Walla Business notes that Rafael continues its expansion in Europe, with Germany already purchasing the Arrow and talks underway for the Iron Dome. And finally, from Globes, Beilinson Hospital has received a landmark $50 million donation for cancer research, enhancing its pioneering work in integrative medicine. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.